On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Two men are continuing to be questioned on suspicion of attempted murder in connection with a shooting in a Kent village. Armed officers were called after two men were injured in High Hawden near Ashford yesterday morning. The pair were taken to hospital with serious injuries. One has since been discharged. A 29-year-old and a 45-year-old remain in custody.
KMFM News.
A man who stalked and attacked a student as she made her way home alone after a night out in Canterbury has been jailed for 9 years. Samuel King, who's 25 and lives in a tent in Ashford, claimed he was trying to rob the victim in May, but a jury convicted him of attempted rape. DCI Nick Gossett is from Kent Police.
He was sexually assaulted, physically assaulted, and if it wasn't for the intervention of members of the public that were in the park that heard her scream and ran to her aid, then it may have been worse than it actually was.
A van driver has been seriously hurt following a crash with a lorry on the M20 in Kent. Emergency crews, including the air ambulance, were called after it happened on the London-bound carriageway close to the junction of Rootham and Brown's Hatch around 10:30 this morning. As you heard in Travel with Laura, there are delays in the area.
KMFM News.
A Kent MP who suffered 30% burns after using petrol to light a bonfire is speaking out to warn others ahead of bonfire night.
It is wrong to use petrol on a bonfire because you simply can't control events, and that's what happened to me. I effectively blew myself up, and I didn't use a lot of petrol, and I'm sure there are people out there listening to this who will be tempted this weekend to use a bit of petrol to get their bonfire going.
Sittingbourne and Sheppey's Gordon Henderson spent 10 days at a specialist burns unit after being injured in the accident at his home over the summer. We're also being encouraged to go to organised firework displays. We've tweeted details via at KMFM News.
KMFM News.
The number of children taken ill after visiting a Kent swimming pool has now risen to 120. Dozens have suffered sickness and diarrhoea since going to Splash's in Raynham last Friday. Health officers from the council have been visiting families of those affected, and an official investigation is continuing. The pool has since undergone a deep clean. It's being claimed today tens of thousands of girls in England and Wales are secretly struggling to read and are falling years behind their classmates. New research suggests 42,000 12-year-olds have the reading age of a child who's 8. The report says the issue of reading problems among girls has been neglected. Head teacher Jerry Robinson says they can go unnoticed.
Girls quite often are better at masking any difficulties than boys are, maybe not contributing in class, not volunteering as much to read aloud. And I think those strategies can mean that they can stay under the radar in a classroom.
And Kent commuters are facing fresh travel disruption today in the latest strike by Southern Rail workers. The 48-hour walkout comes a day after the RMT union announced there'll be 6 days of strikes in the run-up to Christmas and over the new year. It's in a long-running row over the role of conductors and is affecting trains from Ashford and Tunbridge.
KMFM Showbiz.
You might want to turn the radio down if you haven't watched last night's Apprentice yet. It was bad news for JD O'Brien from Sevenoaks, who was voted off the show in the 5th week of the competition. The 37-year-old, who runs a beach clothing company, was fired after his side failed to make enough money from their latest task, which saw them have to launch a cycling product.
KMFM Sport.
Football in Gillingham face Brackley in the first round of the FA Cup this weekend. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Josh.
Well, yes, the non-league side knocked the Gills out of the competition 3 years ago. Justin Edinburgh's team is still really struggling for form and have picked up just one victory in all competitions since the end of August. The manager knows they must get a result at Priestfield tomorrow.
We're expected to win. We're expected to go and win the game comfortably. It's not always that easy, but yeah, I guess you could say we're in a no-win situation really, but that's not a problem. We obviously understand that, you know, we're in a results business and we need to start getting some.
Well, meantime, three of Kent's other sides are also in action in the competition this weekend. Dartford plays Sutton United at Prince's Park, while Dover travel to take on Cambridge United tomorrow. Maidstone United face League One Rochdale at the Gallagher Stadium on Sunday. And in tennis, Andy Murray faces Tomas Berdych in the quarterfinals at the Paris Masters today. He'll go to top of the world rankings if he wins the tournament, and current number one Novak Djokovic doesn't make the final. Murray says he's trying to ignore what the Serb does.
You don't want to waste too much energy watching all of the matches and stressing over that. You know, I can only control my own matches, so just try and not concentrate too much on his matches, and then when I step on the court, just try my best to get through them.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.